New York City, we bring you a new Dr. Christian drama called Suggestions for Divorce, starring Gene Hersholt as the popular Dr. Christian, and presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Today we are proud to announce that Vaseline Hair Tonic has been chosen the official hair preparation at both of the Billy Rose Aquacades, at the New York World's Fair and the Golden Gate International Exposition. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic was selected above all other hair preparations. Let's hear what Billy Rose has said about how he made his choice.
Here's how it happened. I left the matter right up to the boys in the show, and they picked Vaseline Hair Tonic. Naturally, I wondered why they all seemed to want it. And someone said, "We like it because it guards against dry scalp." Well, that was too much for me. Those boys spend a couple of hours a day in the water, and yet they were worried about dry scalp. It just didn't make sense. But they set me right. It seems that water washes out the natural oils in the scalp and makes the hair brittle and hard to manage. But Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural oils and helps make the scalp healthy. Well, those arguments sold me on Vaseline Hair Tonic. And now the boys are happy about this healthy scalp business, and I'm happy about the way they look. They're in the water four times a day, and they're always neat and well-groomed. You never saw such a handsome bunch. And Eleanor Holm uses it, too. She swims without a cap, you know, and look at her gorgeous hair. Come to the Aquacade and see for yourself.
We thank Mr. Rose, and all I want to add is Vaseline Hair Tonic will keep your hair good-looking without dousing or slicking down. Just comb or brush on a few drops every morning. And ladies, if you would keep your curls soft, satin smooth, and glossy, use a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic when you set your waves. Generous bottles at 40 and 70 cents. Insist on Vaseline Hair Tonic. The cast of tonight's story, Suggestions for Divorce, includes beautiful and talented Helen Clare, star of last season's Broadway hit, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, featured in the role of Joan Lyman, a young married woman. Jack Arthur, popular radio star who plays her husband, Steve Lyman. Helen Walpole, who plays Eileen, Steve's secretary. And that charming redhead, Rosemary DeCamp, in her usual role of Judy Price. As the curtain rises, we see Dr. Christian and Judy Price walking through the lobby of a well-known Chicago hotel. They're in Chicago to attend a medical convention.
You got Dr. Jameson's address, didn't you, Judy?
I have it right here.
Good.
He certainly was interested in the treatment you outlined in your paper.
Yes, he was very flattering. I hope his results are as satisfactory as mine.
Don't forget that telephone call.
I'm going to make it now. Joan Lyman, one of my first babies in River's End. That was a long time ago, Judy. She has two children of her own now.
Is there anything else on our schedule?
No, I don't think so. We have a little time before the train leaves for River's End. I suppose you'd like to do some shopping.
You won't need me.
Wait a moment, will you? Till I make this phone call.
Have you got a nickel?
Yes, Judy, thank you.
Hello,
is that you, Joan?
Yes. Who's this?
It's Dr. Christian.
Oh, Dr. Christian. I'm so glad to hear your voice. What are you doing in Chicago?
I've been attending a meeting of the Medical Society. I thought I'd say hello before I went back. How's Steve and the children?
Why, they're fine.
You don't sound very convincing.
Dr. Christian, how long are you going to be here?
Well, I'd plan to take the 2:15 train back and...
I'm terribly anxious to see you. It's most important.
Is something wrong?
Yes, Dr. Christian, you're like the answer to my prayers. I just got to talk to someone who'll understand. Can't you take a later train?
No, I'm not sure. Hold on a moment. Judy, is there a later train?
Yes, there's one at 3:40.
Good. Hello, Joan.
Yes?
There is a later train. Can I take you out to lunch?
Oh, yes. Where shall we meet?
Well, let's go to that little restaurant you and Steve took me to last year. What was the name of it now?
Oh, you mean Alberti's. Well, I, guess that's all right.
Well, is there someplace else?
No, Alberti's will do.
Can you make it by 12:15?
Yes, I'll be there.
That's fine. Goodbye, Joan.
Goodbye.
Your plans changed?
Yes, Judy. Joan Lyman seemed pretty upset about something, so I'm going to take her to lunch. We'll catch the 3:40 instead.
Oh, swell. That'll give me more time to shop. What's Joan's trouble?
I don't know, Judy, but it must be something very serious. Well, Joan, it's good to see you again.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, Dr. Christian. I've been so worried.
Now, Joan, don't I even get a smile after all these years?
I'm sorry, Dr. Christian. How's everyone in River's End?
Oh, just as healthy as I can keep them. Shall we sit at this table?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Now, tell me, Joan, what's this trouble that's got you so upset?
Well, it's Steve and I.
Not marital difficulties, I hope?
Yes, that's it. Steve asked me for a divorce last night.
Why, I can't believe it. Haven't you and Steve been happy?
Oh, yes, very happy. But now I...
Easy, Joan. Tears won't help. Now, what is this about Steve and a divorce? It can't be another woman.
It is, though. He's fallen in love with his secretary.
Secretary? I can't understand that. Steve isn't the type of man who would flirt with his secretary. When did this start, Joan?
Oh, about 2 months ago, I went downtown shopping and dropped in at Steve's office to go to lunch with him. A very pretty new girl was typing in the outside office. I beg your pardon.
Oh, excuse me. My machine was making so much noise, I didn't hear you come in.
It's quite all right. Is Mr. Lyman in?
He's busy on the phone. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. I suppose you're Mr. Lyman's new secretary.
Well, I'm sort of on trial for a couple of weeks, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Oh, so that's it. You like working here?
Oh, sure. Mr. Lyman's a honey. I mean, he's really democratic, not like a boss at all.
Really? How charming.
There. He's finished phoning now. Well, who shall I say is calling?
I'm Mrs. Lyman.
I'll see if... Mrs. Lyman? You mean... Oh, gosh. Go right in, Mrs. Lyman.
Thank you so much.
Well, hello, dear.
Surprise! I just dropped in to let you buy me lunch.
Good. We'll go over to Alberti's.
Don't I get a kiss?
Absolutely. Did you find that new hat?
Oh, not yet. They all looked like they were designed by woman haters.
Excuse me a minute, dear, while I sign these letters.
Which reminds me, I met your new secretary.
Miss Hawley? Very good, too.
Is she really?
Yes.
Didn't seem very dignified for a business office.
Dignified?
Oh, you know, that dress she's wearing, it's really pretty extreme.
Afraid I didn't notice. Oh, but you can't expect her to have as good taste as you did.
And that bright red lipstick. Seems to me, with your clientele, you'd want someone older and more sedate.
Miss Hawley's smart and efficient. That's all I want.
Indeed. Seems to me no girl as pretty as that one needs to be smart or efficient.
Say, what are you getting at, Joan?
I don't like your secretary. Is that plain enough?
I get it. You didn't come up here for lunch. You came to pass inspection on my new secretary.
How perfectly silly.
Oh, yes, you did. Now, good Lord, Joan, we've been married for 8 years. We've got 2 kids we're both crazy about. There's no reason for you to act like this. Well, you know I love you.
I still don't like your secretary.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Listen, Joan, I've got a good secretary and I'm going to keep her.
Very well. I suppose a secretary is more important than a wife.
Well,
especially when she's younger and more attractive.
I've never even noticed what she looks like.
And I suppose you never noticed that she's in love with you.
In love with... Oh, don't be childish, Joan.
I'm not. A woman knows those things. Oh, I can read her like a book.
Oh, it's the same old story. I'll never have any peace now until I fire the poor girl.
She can get another job. I think you should give her a good reference, of course.
That's very thoughtful of you, dear.
If you're going to be sarcastic, our luncheon won't be very pleasant.
Well, let's skip lunch. I've lost my appetite.
Now, I suppose you'll be cross for a week.
I'm not cross, but I'm sorry for Miss Hawley.
Well, perhaps you'd rather take her to lunch.
At least we wouldn't fight.
Then why don't you take her?
I think I will. How do you like that?
And this Miss Hawley is the girl, Joan?
Yes. Steve fired her, but he had lunch with her that day. Last night he told me he'd been seeing her ever since. He's in love with her. He wants a divorce.
Did you say you'd give him one?
I didn't say anything. I went in my bedroom.
And cried yourself to sleep?
Yes.
Joan, do you want a divorce?
What difference does it make now?
Oh, it might make a great deal of difference.
Oh, Dr. Christian, of course I don't want a divorce. I love Steve. I'd be lost without him.
Joan, shall I be brutally frank with you?
Of course. I want your honest opinion.
I think you're 90% to blame.
Why, Dr. Christian, that's perfectly ridiculous. How can you say such a thing? Steve's the one who's caused all the trouble. I haven't stepped out on him. He's stepped out on me. He's humiliated me.
No, Joan, you humiliated him. You put him in an embarrassing position when you asked him to get rid of Miss Hawley.
Any other wife would have done exactly the same thing.
Listen, Joan, no marriage can be successful without mutual faith in each other. You've been a jealous, suspicious wife, Joan. And I don't blame Steve for being fed up with it.
But my suspicions were justified.
No, Joan. Steve's affair with his stenographer is on your head. You started it. You practically forced him to take her out to lunch. You dared him.
Oh. Dr. Christian, I guess you're right. What am I going to do?
You're clever. You're intelligent. I think you could make Steve fall in love with you all over again.
But how can I ever make him forget the things I've said and done?
Perhaps by recalling the girl he fell in love with 8 years ago.
But how do I begin?
Well, first you'll have to lose that tragic martyr look that you have now. You can smile, can't you?
I can if you really think there's a chance of getting Steve back. Dr. Christian, look.
What's the matter?
They just came in, Steve and Miss Hawley.
Where?
Over there, just sitting down. They haven't seen us yet. Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait a moment, June. You've got to face this thing sooner or later, and it might as well be now.
What do you mean?
Well, we are going over to the tape and talk this thing out.
Oh, I couldn't.
But you must. You'll never have such an opportunity again. Chance to let Steve compare you with Miss Hawley.
Oh, good heavens, I won't know how to act.
Just be as charming as you know how. Ready, Joan?
All right, Dr. Christian.
Don't be surprised at anything I say.
But what are you going to say?
I don't know yet. And smile, Joan, because Steve's looking our way right now. Yes. Hello, Steve.
Well, for the love of Pete, it's Dr. Christian.
Steve, I was afraid I wouldn't see you. Oh, say, you're looking fine.
So are you, Doctor. Hello, Joan.
Hello, Steve. Hello, Miss Hawley. How do you do?
Dr. Christian, may I present Miss Hawley?
So glad to meet you.
How do you do, Miss Hawley?
Won't you sit down for a moment?
Oh, thanks, Steve. We'd love to.
Well, Miss Hawley, I can see that Joan didn't exaggerate about you. You're just as lovely as she said you were.
Well, thank you. Oh, I've always said that Steve has good taste.
Dr. Christian, did Joan tell you,
about a divorce? Yes, and I think it's a good thing.
Oh, you do, eh?
Well, 8 years is a long time to be unhappily married.
Well, we weren't exactly unhappy.
Anyway, I'm glad to see you tackle the thing sensible. I suppose you settled all the details?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, then it's time you did. Those things have to be thrashed out, you know. The grounds, the alimony.
Naturally.
Why don't you do it now? The three of you. So as to be sure everything is settled to Miss Holy's satisfaction, too.
Oh, I don't mind.
Splendid. If it isn't too much of a bore for you, Miss Hawley.
Oh, not at all. I think it's a swell idea.
Good. Now, where shall we begin?
Well, the first thing you've got to decide is the grounds Joan will use for divorce.
Well, I'm pretty foggy on the subject. Does anybody know what the grounds are?
Well, there's cruelty and desertion.
They sound rather unpleasant, don't they?
Yes, cruelty's the easiest. You could tell the judge that I beat you.
Oh, no, Steve. Do you think I'd lie about you?
Oh, but I wouldn't mind.
No, I refuse to slander you, darling. Please don't mind the darlings, Miss Hawley. They're just force of habit.
That's perfectly all right.
May I make a suggestion? How about desertion?
Desertion sounds all right to me.
What do you think, Miss Hawley?
Oh, fine.
No, nothing doing.
Well, what's the matter with desertion, Stevie?
Plenty. A deserter is a fellow who leaves his wife in a lurch with six kids and no milk in the house. Anna, I'm not going to be pegged for a rat like that.
Well, you only fall short of it by four children and two quarts of milk.
No. Wife desertion is out.
Well, I guess that leaves nothing but the correspondent. Oh.
I hope you don't mind a little scandal, dear.
No, that's out. Definitely out.
See, this thing is getting complicated.
Divorces are always a little difficult.
I don't see what's so difficult. There's always Reno.
Reno? Why, of course. How smart of you, Miss Hawley. I knew we'd solve it if we put our heads together.
You can fly there and be divorced in 6 weeks.
Good.
Well, now, wait a minute. Why do you have to be in such a rush?
By the way, Steve, what about your plans about the children?
Well, I thought Joan would take Margaret and let me keep Jimmy.
Oh, Steve. Oh,
I know how you feel, Joan, but I'm fond of them, too. A youngster like Jimmy needs a father's influence. How about it, Dr. Christian?
Yes, that's true, Steve. But in cases like this...
It's not easy to give up my firstborn. You understand that, don't you, Miss Hawley?
Of course. Stevie, I don't think you should ask that.
But Eileen, a boy belongs to his dad.
Maybe so, but would you have time for him? You'd never see him except at dinner or breakfast. I'd be the one who'd have to look after him.
Well, of course, if you don't like children.
Now, who said I didn't? Only, I thought we might have some of our own.
But suppose we don't?
You will. Why fool yourself?
Just the same, Eileen, if you only knew Jimmy, you...
I suppose he's darling, but after all, Steve, he's not like having a child of my own.
You're perfectly right, Miss Hawley. It makes all the difference in the world.
All right. You better take both the children, Joan.
That's very generous of you, Steve. But in that case, I'll need more alimony.
Naturally.
Just what sort of alimony did you have in mind, Mrs. Lyman?
Oh, I don't want to be unreasonable. I'll move into a smaller apartment and... I can get along without a maid.
No, I don't think you should try, Joan. Not with the children to take care of.
Oh, nonsense, Dr. Christian. I can manage somehow.
If anyone does without a maid, it should be Eileen and I.
But, Steve, I'm not a good cook.
Well, that's all right. Joan learned to cook after we were married.
Well, why don't you both get along without a maid?
Well, that's okay with me.
Oh, of course. You don't have to do the housework.
Well, we'll all have to make sacrifices. I'll compromise for one-third of Steve's present income.
That's more than fair, Joan.
It seems like a lot to me. One-third of his income.
Yes, what do two people in love care about money? You don't have to have any luxuries, but you'll have each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, about Reno, I can leave tomorrow. Oh, but of course the children will have to go with me, and that means taking Jimmy out of school.
Oh, now, wait a minute. He's getting along fine, and if you take him out, that'd put him behind a year.
Oh, he's just starting, Steve. It wouldn't matter.
Oh, no? You just asked Dr. Christian.
Well, it is bad, I'll admit. You get the idea that school isn't important. But you may never see Jimmy again, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, that's fine advice from a doctor. Jimmy stays in school.
All right, Steve. I'll wire Mother to come and take care of the children.
No, you won't. I wouldn't trust my two kids to that mother of yours.
Now, Steve, I'm sure Mrs. Martin loves the children. She'd get them plenty to eat and...
I know all about that. She'd spoil them. In 6 weeks, she'd have Margaret in the hospital and Jimmy would be a sissy for life.
Aren't you exaggerating, Steve?
Certainly not. The last time she was here, she thought it'd be cute to put a Marcel in Jimmy's hair. You gods.
We were only making a suggestion, Steve.
No, wait till school is over.
But, Steve, school isn't over for 2 months, not till June.
Lovely. You can have a June wedding.
No, I'm afraid not, Joan. Miss Hawley will have to wait another 6 weeks for the divorce.
Oh.
However, August is a nice month. A little warm, of course, but...
I despise August.
We'll have to wait, Eileen. There's no other way.
Why can't the children's grandmother take care of them?
It's out of the question.
Now, you are in your office now, and I think you ought to show a little consideration for me. It's all for darling Joan and little Jimmy and Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Hawley. Perhaps I've asked for too much.
I think you've been very generous, dear. Eileen, can't you see we have to think of Jimmy's future?
That's obviously more important to you than mine.
Well, naturally, he's my own flesh and blood.
Well, I'm not going to wait until August.
Oh, don't upset yourself, Miss Hawley. You and Steve will have the rest of your lives together.
Yeah, that's what's worrying me. If this is a sample, you can count me out.
If that's the way you feel, okay.
You bet it's okay. Mrs. Lyman, you can keep him. You and Jimmy and Margaret. As far as I'm concerned, he's dictated, but not read.
But, my dear, please don't blame Steve.
Oh, no, don't try to wish him off on me. Goodbye. It's been so nice meeting you all.
My, what an excitable young lady.
Excitable? You mean impossible.
I'm sorry your engagement is broken, Steve.
Well, I'm not.
Steve, June doesn't really look sorry to me.
I'm trying to look sorry, but it's pretty hard to be convincing.
Joan, would you... I mean, if I'm very penitent, will you forgive me?
Oh, darling, of course I will. It was my fault in the first place.
No, it was really all my fault.
Now, Steve, darling, I know it was entirely my
fault.
Just
a moment, just a moment. Before you get into another argument, I'd like to say goodbye. I have a train to catch.
Oh, Dr. Christian, there's not much I can say, but thanks.
That's enough for me.
Was he giving you advice, Joan?
Well, in a way.
I hope you didn't take any of it. He certainly made some terrible suggestions in the last 10 minutes. Personally, I think a doctor ought to stick to his medicine.
Yeah, perhaps you're right, Steve. But then I'm a country doctor, and we have to have a few sidelines.
Comes the curtain on our Dr. Christian drama for this evening. But Gene Herschold, our star, wants to tell you something about next week's story before we sign off. Now, I have a message for one man only. That man is you. What I have to say is very personal and very important. I'm going to talk about your dry scalp condition. You haven't dry scalp? How do you know you haven't? If your hair is dry, brittle, and hard to manage, or if it's flaked with dandruff, then, sir, you do have dry scalp. So act now. Begin using Vaseline Hair Tonic. You see, Vaseline Hair Tonic is different. It contains nothing that will dry the scalp. Absolutely nothing. Instead, it actually supplements the natural scalp oils, helps combat dryness. Can you say that much for any ordinary hair tonic? I think not. Now, here's what to do. Each morning, comb or brush on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic. And before each shampoo, give yourself a thoroughgoing Vaseline Hair Tonic massage. It will give you lustrous, healthy-looking hair without dousing or slicking down. It'll help you look your best. You owe it to yourself to try Vaseline Hair Tonic. Take your choice of generous bottles at 40 and 70 cents. But be sure you get Vaseline Hair Tonic. Now here is Mr. Herschold. Gene Herschold, famous Hollywood actor and star of these Dr. Christian stories on radio and screen. Tell me, what kind of story have you selected for next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, next week we plan to dramatize for you the story of two old maid sisters here in Riversend and their young niece, Martha Miller. The story is called June Bright. And if you have a spark of romance in you, you'll enjoy it thoroughly. We invite you all to listen in again next week. So until Wednesday evening, I'll say good night.
Go and see Dr. Christian, played by Gene Herschold, in the current RKO picture called The Courageous Dr. Christian, now appearing in theaters throughout the country. Summer will mean more clothes to wash, longer hours with the laundry. If washing makes your hands rough, sore, and dried out, apply Vaseline Jelly. Vaseline Jelly will soothe and ease the discomfort. Heal cracked and chapped hands. Ask for Vaseline Jelly. Only 10 cents a generous jar. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.